Good morning. So this kicks off a bit of series about kosher food. And I'm your podcast host on today, Sharita of Holistic Talk. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. That's right. So this kicks off a couple of series as we talk about food and nutrition, health-wise, and all that good stuff. So today we're going to talk a little bit about kosher food. That's right. Kosher food. So I posted a post on my personal social media page for those that are in the Christian arena that desire to go natural, but they cannot go natural because they still like the foods they eat. So it dropped in my spirit to suggest them to eat kosher food. Kosher food. So some of y'all may not know what kosher food is, or you heard of kosher food, but you don't know what kosher food is. But kosher food are those that conform to the Jewish dietary regulations. Yes, the Jews eat nothing but kosher food. So if you go to the supermarket, you may say, okay, what do I look for? First, let's go back a little bit. When it comes to kosher food, alcohol, fruit, and the process and the differences. The difference is the main difference between kosher and non-kosher, such as meats, is the way in which animals are slaughtered. So basically, the way the butcher slaughter animals are very different than the way that kosher Jewish people slaughter their animals. For food to be kosher, animals have to be killed individually by a specially trained Jew known as a shochet, S-C-S-H-O-C-H-E-T. The meat then has to be salted to draw out and remove any blood. Now, there are countless of videos that you can find on YouTube, and I posted one on my personal Facebook page for people to go and view. There are countless videos that you can watch on YouTube, or you can go to your local library and find some information. Or if you know of a Jewish slaughterhouse, you can go there and inquire how they prepare their meats. And the other day I watched a video on how they prepare the meats. Now they salt the meat to remove out the blood. They cut the veins out of them. If I'm not 100%, don't quote me, but there's a process in the way that they prepare their meats. The quality as kosher, mammals must be split hooves and chew their cud. Fish must have fins and removable scales to be considered kosher. Kosher spices, species of meat and fowl must be ritually slaughtered in a prescribed manner to be kosher. Meat and dairy products cannot be cooked or consumed together. So you know how we cook meat and dairy products together and all that stuff? Mm-mm, not with them. Has to be done differently. Fruit. All unprocessed fruit and vegetable are kosher. All foods that grow in the soil or on plants, bushes, or trees are viewed as kosher, with the exception of hybrid fruit and vegetables. Insects are not kosher, so foods prone to insect infestation, such as cauliflower, must be carefully examined. So that means hybrid food. You might say hybrid food. Yes. Hybrid food, GMOs, genetically modified organism, is considered hybrid food because it's genetically modified from its original fruit or vegetable. So all foods that grow in the soil or plants, bushes, or trees are viewed as kosher. That's right. So with the exception of hybrid fruits and vegetables, that means if you take one fruit and genetically modified from the original fruit, that's called hybrid. So if they grow their own potatoes, they grow their own vegetables, they grow their own corn, but anything that's prone to insects infestation, such as broccoli, cauliflower, green collard greens and stuff like that has to be carefully examined to even be considered to be kosher. Alcohol, except for grape wine and grape juice, which must be manufactured under Jewish supervision. So, has to be manufactured under Jewish supervision. What are some examples of kosher food? There are three main kosher food categories: meat, mammals or fowl, as well as products derived from them, including bones or broth. Dairy, milk, cheese, butter, and yogurt. Most of the time, Jewish people will make their own dairy, their own milk, their own yogurt, their own cheese, their own butter. Any food that is not meat or dairy, including fish, eggs, and plant-based foods, are considered kosher as well. So plant-based food is considered kosher. When it comes to milk, cheese, and butter and yogurt, which is kosher dairy, most times if you go to certain Jewish compounds and certain Jewish communities, they make their own cheese. They make their own butter. They process their own milk. So you may be saying, okay, I never seen kosher food in a market. I never seen kosher food. Well, you got to understand what you're looking for. When you go to the supermarket, all you have to do is read the label. When I was in school, we were taught how to, one of the books that we had to read was about on why it's important to read the labels of the food. So if you go to the supermarket and you want to eat kosher or buy kosher food, which is a little bit more expensive than what you normally buy. So if you want to buy a kosher vegetables, aside from the normal vegetable you usually purchase, which is a hybrid vegetable, but you want to get a kosher vegetable. Some people say kosher food is nutritious, but we'll see. But there's no scientific evidence to back that up. So what you're looking for is you would turn a can over, you would turn a box on. And most of the time when you can tell it's kosher, if you see a circle with the letter U or the letter K, that is an indication that that canned good is that contents and it is kosher. That is an indication that that food, that product in that box is kosher. If you don't see a circle, you may see a star with a letter K or another symbol, shaped symbol with a letter K. There are the two signs that you look for when you are shopping for kosher food. Is you'll see the U or the K. Most of the times you'll see the U. A lot of times I see the U more than I see the letter K. But yeah. So what foods they don't eat when you're eating kosher? There are foods that you do not eat, such as pork, shellfish, and almost all insects are forbidden. Meat and dairy may not be combined, and meat must be ritually slaughtered once again and salted to remove all traces of blood. So you have to be mindful if you're going to eat kosher food. You cannot eat pork. No, that's a no-no. I know y'all like your bacon. Yes, you do. Some of y'all love your pig feet. And some of y'all love your chitlins, which is disgusting because you're eating pig intestines. And you really need to do your research where chitlins come from. Because if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't eat them no more. Basically, you're eating pig intestines with poop in it. That's disgusting. No matter how you clean it out, how you get it clean, they still stink. Don't matter. Shellfish, such as crabs, lobster, and shrimp, that's a no-no. They're not kosher. So meat has to be salted to remove all traces of blood. You know how when we cook meats and the blood comes out a little bit, you see the little blood when you fry chicken? Well, when they cook that, when they process that meat, you will not see none of that stuff because they cannot eat it if it shows traces of blood. So let's move on. Once again, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And what we're talking about is we're just going over a little bit about kosher food for those that may want to consider eating something more healthier. Even though there's no evidence to back up that claim that kosher food is healthier, but I think it's healthier because in recent years, buying kosher food is a bit trend among non-Jewish people. It is maybe a little bit expensive, but the quality is higher quality or more healthier. As I stated, there's no really evidence to back that kosher food is more healthy. So what are the benefits of eating kosher food? Eating kosher food is beneficial because it can lead to a healthier lifestyle in moderation. It can help lower cholesterol, improve the digestive system, and reduce allergens in food. This type of food is also considered a humane diet as Jewish and law dietics carefully slaughter practices. So because it's humane diet. So because the way they process their food, especially their meats. So like I said, there's no scientific evidence to back up that kosher food is healthier, but some people say it is beneficial to their health and wellness. So yeah, that's a little bit about kosher. Like I said, for people that want to eat kosher food or want to know about kosher food, just a little bit of information out there. There's tons and tons of information out there on, you know, the benefits of kosher diet or kosher food, how their meats are processed, how they determine how foods are kosher versus, you know, what we eat today, GMOs. They do not eat GMOs, genetically modified organism, because that's not kosher. And to them, I bet you that's not even healthy because it's a cross. You're just experimenting with food, you know. Some foods has to be carefully examined before they even consider it to be kosher. So I just thought I would talk about that just a little bit about kosher food. And like I said, you can go on YouTube, you can go to the library, you can go to a Jewish bookstore and ask them if they have any information that you can read about pertaining to kosher food. You can go on YouTube and see how they prepare certain foods, how they make their butter, how they make their cheese, especially how they do their meats. It's very fascinating how they prepare their meats to be kosher meat. We're going to be talking about a lot of foods over the course of the week. You know, we're going to talk about diet and health because I want you all to come on my journey with me on weight loss journey and journey on diet and importance of eating healthy on this journey with me as well. So once again, I thank you all for tuning in and tune in tomorrow as we talk more about different foods and different varieties of food and different communities that eat different things. So when we come back next time, we're going to talk about what people that live in the Amish community eats as well. So once again, I thank you all for tuning in on today. Peace, deuces, and namaste, and have an awesome day.